The public will vote in a special election on April 3rd. With the City Council approval of a charter amendment to put the proposal on the ballot, voters will decide whether or not the city may transfer seized property to entities for private purposes. The amendment's current wording prompted a discussion by City Council pertaining to specifics of what does and does not qualify as a private entity. Mayor Bob McDavid proposed one hypothetical situation and asked City Councilor Fred Bachman how the amendment would affect the private development of land with a stormwater abatement.
Somebody wants to acquire it because they're building a mall next door to it, and they want to use it to abate the stormwater demands. Would we be transferring them something for economic gain?
Well, I think it has more to do with why the city was acquiring the property. If you were acquiring it so that you could help this mall deal with their stormwater problems, that would be a different issue. That might be prohibited.
City Council probed for answers to this example and others, citing them as unintended problems that may arise if the amendment passes. According to City Council, specific state-level constitutional provisions or statutes would decide whether or not the city could take land on a case-by-case basis. Andrew Yost, KBIA News.